Welcome back. It's Catholic Connection Coast to Coast, EWTN, Global Catholic Radio. My name is Teresa Tomeo. Thanks for tuning in. If you have a question, of course, for any of our guests, whether it be Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle or, coming up after the break, Dr. Meg Meeker, you can give us a call at 877-573-7825. And, of course, all week long, we're covering the Holy Father's trip to Israel with Steve Ray and Joan Lewis. And then we're also going to be continuing to cover the Notre Dame scandal as we head into this weekend, which is the big weekend. Sunday, May 17th is the commencement, and that is when Barack Obama will be speaking, unless something changes. It's still, you know, all a go. He's also going to be receiving, believe it or not, an honorary law degree. All right, we're going to talk about moms this morning. On the air with me, of course, as I mentioned, is Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle. She's an author. She's a speaker. And she's a mom, does a lot of retreats for mom and a lot of writing about motherhood. And a happy belated Mother's Day, my dear.
Oh, thank you. And the same to you, since you mother so many in so many ways, Teresa.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought of you when I saw this survey this morning on the wires, which I thought was very interesting. And let me read it for our listeners. It says more than a third of the working moms. Now, in this survey, they're talking about moms who work outside the home. I'm sorry, but all moms are working.
That's right.
It's a 24-hour responsibility, whether you have a job, so to speak, outside the home. But they're talking about women who, in addition to, you know, work at home with taking care of their kids, also hold down a job outside the home. But let me just read this to you. More than a third of working moms taking part in this survey say they feel burned out. A new survey finding additional job or financial pressures brought on by the economy has made it more difficult for some mothers to maintain a balance between work and family. More than 40% of moms with jobs outside the home note they now put in over 40 hours a week on the job, nearly a third saying they're putting in additional hours because there have been layoffs at their companies, and they say the work just doesn't stay in the office. 16% say they're bringing home projects twice a week, and 14% say they're now working two jobs in order to keep their family financially afloat. The extra work hours also cutting into moms' time with their kids. Now, this, of course, is about moms who are working outside the home. But at the same time, I think so many moms who, you know, work at home taking care of their kids, you know, as their full-time responsibility, they take on a lot more things, too, a lot more projects and the busyness. And in this society, Donna, it seems like we have to be busy.
Push, push, push. Work,
yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Go. And you're measured, you're sort of valued by the size of your paycheck, definitely so, and also, you know, what you accomplish, how perfect you are. And first off, don't mind my voice. I have a cold, so I might be a little cracky.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's just a lot of pressure on moms, whether they're home and full-time or whether they're doing both. And it's just a shame because, as you said in the article, it mentions that they're missing out. And but they have all that pressure on them to work and to continue to have that kind of image or get that pat on the back, too. They might feel like they need to get an extra pat on the back, and they're not getting it at home, so they might feel tempted to do more than they should be doing when their children are young. And not to judge these women in any way at all, because they alone know their circumstances. And it, but I'm afraid that a lot of them kind of fall into this trap, and then they can't get out, and they're lamenting that they're missing out, and they're not being able to spend the time at home. Once they get home, they have all this, you know, it's hard to shake off all the burdens of the day and get right into it with their children, or they're bringing home the projects, like you say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're constantly having to take care of all that. I think one, I didn't know about the survey till you just brought it up, so I wasn't prepared for this, but just, you know, one thing that comes to mind is maybe these moms could try to think about, you know, do they need all of these extra material things or these extra salon visits and whatever to do they have to support all of that right now when their
mm-hmm.
children are young? And I'm not judging these mothers at all because they know their circumstances. But if they are doing all of this to create or maintain a certain lifestyle, then I think there's some need to really reflect on that and ponder. But then again, if they don't have faith in God, they might not have, you know, that type of vision or type of, you know, they might not be thinking along those lines. They might be just, you know, keeping up with everyone else, and this is what we do. And unfortunately, sadly, they're missing out, and their children are missing out, and they're not getting the upbringing that they really deserve.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do moms who, for example, are staying home and really sacrificing to raise their kids and doing what has to be done, how do they find the faith? And that's one of the things you wanted to talk about this morning in the challenges of their vocation, their daily vocation as a mom, do you think?
Yes, I thought that I would touch upon that because I just I have an article in our Sunday Visitors weekly newspaper this week for mothers, and I interviewed a few moms, quite a few moms actually, and four of them are in the article. And within my ministry of speaking to moms, we talk about these things all the time. And most of them are, they're using varying techniques, you know, different prayer practices, but they're all, you know, helping to keep them in communication with God. And they could be, they might sound very simple, but these are the simple techniques that really help them stay connected during the hectic times and during the times when they're inundated with the messages from the culture, you know, coming through the home, to the home through the internet or the TV or magazines or newspapers, through the media. And as you speak about a lot through your books and your talks, about being careful about the media and the mixed messages coming into the home. So these moms have to be, you know, running around trying to sift through all of that to make sure the children are not getting brainwashed by all of that. So their jobs are a little tougher these days with the advanced technology we have. But simple things such as saying a morning prayer, the morning offering, whether it's a formal way of saying it or in our own words, this might sound so simple. How can that transform your day, or how can that really help being a mom? But if you give everything to God first thing in the morning, on your knees by the side of your bed, at the breakfast table, wherever you decide to just, you know, give him everything. I like to use the morning offering in my own words, but saying pretty much everything in that prayer, you know, offering all my joys, works, prayers, and sufferings of this day in union, you know, you want to say in union with all the masses being said throughout the world for the Holy Father's intentions, and you throw in all your intentions in there, and it really sets the tone of the day. So even if 5 minutes later all chaos breaks loose and everything is going crazy and it's, you know, you're running around trying to, you know, take care of everyone and get them off to school or your husband off to work and, the regular demands of being the mom, you know that you've already, you know, offered everything to God and you've asked him to transform all of your, you know, your acts of loving service to your family into prayers. So you're asking that your life actually becomes a prayer. So morning prayers are really paramount. They're really important. And a lot of these moms, even if they're really busy, they try to squeak in a little visit to the Blessed Sacrament, even if they're out on an errand, they might stop in with their children, or if they're out alone, 5 minutes even to kneel down before Jesus and ask him for his grace and blessings and his peace. Hour-long adoration is wonderful, you know, once a week even, if a mom can manage that with help from the dad or friends. And so visits to the Blessed Sacrament, daily Mass when possible. Of course, that's not possible for all moms, but if she can get an extra one in here and there, that really helps. And when things are really, really busy, little aspirations throughout the day, you know, aspirations meaning offering up just little sentiments from your heart. You know, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Mary. Please mother my children. Please bless my children. Please take care of us and help me with this task that seems insurmountable right now, but I know, Lord, you'll give me the grace to do it. Just little conversations, little things you throw up there all day long, you know, asking God to take care of everyone. And that's a communication, whether it seems broken up throughout the day or not. Mm-hmm. That's how God, you know, he put the moms in the heart of the home. He knows what a mom's life is all about. He knows how busy we are. So he's not expecting us to be on our knees to get a full, you know, 20-decade rosary in or something. We're gonna say our rosaries in bits and pieces on our fingers sometimes as we're nursing babies or folding laundry. So all of these things, you know, connect us to God in communication. And one mom brought up, which is very important, connecting with other like-minded Catholic or Christian mothers helps her to you know, feel encouraged and to have a nice exchange with them and realize, hey, I'm not alone in this.
Right.
So we could bring ourselves in connection with others, too, whether it be at church or in the community or through school or homeschooling, whatever way. But just try to keep connected with others with the same vision and the same faith so that we can encourage each other, and we're all in this journey together, if we could try to remember that. And
well, these are great tips, I think, for all of us, especially for moms, but to start out with a morning prayer or a morning offering, see if you can get to Eucharistic adoration during the week, if you can get to Mass, of course, more than the requirement, the weekly requirement, and then do these offerings, these little prayers during the day, maybe saying, a decade of the rosary here or there, or, you know, as you said, while we're folding clothes or doing some other task around the house. These are all, this is all about communicating with God on a regular basis, isn't it?
Yes, it is, absolutely. And to not be afraid that, you know, your little tiny bits and pieces of prayers, you know, not to think, oh, they're worth nothing. I'm not, you know, out there for an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament right now. He put you where you are, and he knows that if you were to abandon your children at that moment to run and go do something else or go to church, to the building of the church, rather than the domestic church in your home, you know, we find a balance between the active prayer and the prayer on our knees, and we have to see that our lives, each one of us in every walk of life, not just mothers, like you say, Teresa, I forgot what I was going to say. I have a cold, and my head is so fuzzy.
Well, I think just the whole point of the other thing you also mentioned was keeping in touch with people, like-minded folks, people who are going through the same situation, which I think is really important. Speaking of which, one way they can do that is through your website, because you have a great blog. Give us your website, and also want to remind people that Donna has a new book coming out. What is this, your 30th book?
You're funny. It's called The Heart of Catholicism, and it will be out this fall. I'm very excited about it. I'm finishing it up right now. And my website is www.donnacooperoboyle.com. It's DonnaCooperOboyle.com. Through that, you can get to my three blogs, and I update the blogs regularly, so you know, there's fun things on there, and just it's my website doesn't have all that daily stuff, so go to the blogs for that. I'm real excited about one quick thing, may I mention? I'm working along with the EWTN programming to be able to offer to viewers segments for Catholic moms, so that's going to be coming up at some point in the future, so watch for that on EWTN TV.
Yeah, and you'll let us know so we can announce it, right?
Oh, thanks. Sure,
great.
I definitely will.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go because I know you're kind of a little bit under the weather. Speaking of moms working too much, working too hard, I want to direct people to your website again, which is at Donna Marie. Is it DonnaMarieCooperOboyle.com?
Well, I'm sorry I have such a long name, but that's what I have. For the website, it's DonnaCooperOboyle.com.
CooperOboyle.com.
I'm trying to make it shorter. It's DonnaCooperOboyle.com, yes.
All right.
Thank you so much, Teresa, for having me on, and God bless you and all that you do.
You too, sweetie, and go take care of that cold, okay?
I will. Thank you. Right. And I have a talk tomorrow, so say a prayer for me. I'm giving a Mother's Day brunch out of town, so please pray my voice can
all right, I'll ask for the intercession of St. Blaise, of course, who's a patron saint for ailments of the throat. God bless you, sweetie. Have a great talk tomorrow. And again, DonnaCooperOboyle.com is a website, and some really good advice in terms of really, not only for moms, but for all of us, really, to start out the day with a prayer and offering the day over to God, to chat with God during the day, maybe saying some Hail Marys or just talking to him about your situation, stopping in to visit him in adoration, going to Mass more than once a week, and then, of course, continuing throughout the day to offer your situation up to him, which is a form of prayer, and then to keep in touch with other like-minded folks. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears a little bit, still talking about motherhood, but also fatherhood. All of us, of course, in addition, even if we don't have any kids, should be concerned about what's going on with our children, especially in terms of the influence and the culture. Dr. Meg Meeker will be addressing that in a brand new study from Children's Hospital of Boston regarding media influence. Pretty powerful stuff. You don't want to miss it. If you have a question for Dr. Meg, 877-573-7825. We'll be right back.